total black experience in sound. In stereo.
Suing, fighting, stabbing, see that started me tough. Then one day this chump thought it was a bluff. Kept on fucking with me till I couldn't take enough. So then I went in my pocket and yo, pulled out my blade. This chump was kinda big and no, I wasn't afraid.
Oh hell yeah, New York style podcasting live in Miami. On the beach, on a beach chair, cooling out, getting some sun rays, turning a nice cinnamon reddish hue. So this Hugh man can podcast anytime, any place. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Go to Apple Podcasts to do that and spread it around, man. Live on the beach right now in Miami. So being in Miami, a couple of fans of the show hit me up. Say, yo, G, if you're ever in Miami, make sure you hit me up. Let's chop it up. Let's eat. Let's have a good time. So the first dude I'm going to talk to, real estate power broker, William McLean, a.k.a. Ill Will. So we're going to talk all things real estate. And then the next dude hit me up is a transplanted New Yorker from Washington Heights. My man Andy, he's a former porn editor at a world-renowned site, and that site is called Bang Brothers. So we're going to talk about the illest shit he saw as being a porn editor. How was he able to keep composure as he's editing cats getting it in? Great episode live on Miami Beach. Jim Moody Podcast here live in Miami. Of course, we are outside. You hear the wind. Good day. I'm here with my man, William McLean, a.k.a. Ill Will. About to talk some good real estate. He's basically a broker, a power broker out here. And I wanted to know about Miami real estate and the particulars. So who better than to talk to than my man, Ill Will, a.k.a. William McLean. Explain what you do out here, man.
G. Moody, first and foremost, thanks so much for having me as a guest. As you know, I'm a big fan. You got a lot of fans out there, but it's good having you here in Miami, in the hometown, making that New York-Miami connection. So it's glad to have you here. But here in Miami, it's real estate's probably a little bit different than what you guys do up in New York, but we're still one of those cities that moves pretty quick.
When did Miami jump off? When did it get hot? Like where people were like, yo, I'm coming here.
Miami got its resurgence. If you really want to look at where we sort of turned the corner down here, and mind you, I'm born and raised in Miami, so I was lucky enough to grow up here and live my childhood here, and I still live here. But it sort of really became a mecca for people from other places in the early 90s is where it started turning the corner. You had the modeling industry and the production industry move in here because we had great backdrops to shoot on. Right. It was super cheap. And prior to that, from the 70s and 80s, we sort of went through that Miami Vice period where it was a little bit dodgy. Things were dilapidated. Nobody had put any money into it. So it was sort of a little bit of a dodgy place. The production industry saw that as an opportunity. They had the beautiful beach backdrop at a super low price. So they came in. Okay. So now production companies come in here, they're shooting stuff, you got models here, you have, you know, all this backdrop going on.
Right.
What happens when you have beautiful people in models and good looking stuff happening? Okay, now you got people with money now that say, hey,
oh yeah,
that's cool, all right, yeah, I'm down with that, and it's warm, and it's still not terribly expensive.
Right.
And now you had, you know, Gianni Versace here, you had him with his crib on Ocean Drive, you had this influx of people on Star Island that were buying. Now they're coming to Miami and getting something a little bit different. And pretty much from that point on, after mid-90s, once it was on the map, it really never slowed down from that point on.
New York style podcasting live, Miami, Wet Willie's, world famous spot right here. They said the drinks is off the chain. And I'm going to see. I got my first drink. I'm here with my man Andy from NYC, fan of the show. Introduce yourself, bro.
Andy from Washington Heights, New York. Living down here in South Florida now. Former BangBros.com editor. Also, thank you very much, G. Moody, man. Very welcoming to your fans, man. I was really looking forward to meeting you. The editors are like the artists when it comes to making you see what you want to see. You know?
How did you get into editing porn?
I never thought that I was going to edit porn. I mean, I remember I was going to get hired as an IT technician because that's my field. But then have a buddy of mine that he was working there previously. And once I got hired, they asked me if I was okay with editing porn. And I'm like, I'm down, man. You know, so they were very welcoming. They taught me the formulas, taught me exactly how everything needed to look like. At the beginning, you're like, man, I'm seeing all this ass, man, all over the place. And then you see what you wish you didn't see, you know, and it's the things that you got to cut out, you know. There's a lot of guidelines, man, believe it or not.
What is the guidelines where the motherfuckers say, yo, you can't put this in?
That depends. Companies, you know, like South Florida companies like Bang Bros, like Reality Kings, you know, they were very big in gonzo porn, you know, like the Bang Bros. That was something very big. You know, if they follow that formula of you pick up the girl and then, you know, you meet, you know, suck, bang, drop, you know. But pretty much every porn movie it's about the same formula, you know. Meet, suck, bang, and drop.
Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang. I like it like that.
You being a real estate agent, how do you deal with the concerns that people have about hurricanes? Is that a big thing?
That's actually a big concern for people that don't live here or that haven't lived here for a while. When you get transplants or people coming down here for the first time, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it's no big deal, don't be prepared. But the way things are built here after Hurricane Andrew in 92 are at a level that, for the most part, you're pretty safe. If they give you the evacuation order, then you should probably get out. But beyond that, these places are meant to withstand most of that. You know, our hurricane season's more in the summertime, so when you get stuck without power in July, August, September, that could be a little bit rough. But I mean, fortunately for us, we're, you know, unlike what happened to the Bahamas, our biggest concern here was some trees being down and maybe not having power for a day or two. So it is a concern, but we've figured out a way here, you know, knock on wood, in the meanwhile, that hasn't really been an issue that's affected the demand down here or affected the property values in a negative type manner.
Were you there watching live?
Yes, I've been in a live scene. Is it fun?
No. Why?
It's uncomfortable, man. I know a lot of macho men that say, man, I'll take down 20 girls at the same time. You have a camera on you, man. You'd be surprised the pressure that guys get on, man. You know?
Now, I heard that they use pills because it's like 20 motherfuckers out there with the camera. Is that true that guys need additives and substances to get their pipes right?
To be honest with you, man, that company was very clean, very by the books. Right. But, you know, there are some guys, you know, when you talk to certain studs, I'm not going to say any names, you know, because they're my boys. You know, that you take it, 45 minutes later, man, you're shooting out like if you were a cow.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's the dirty tricks, man. You know, the dirty tricks.
And you call them studs. You don't call them actors. You call them studs. Now, I got to ask you, you being from New York, you look like a live motherfucker. Did you bag some of the shorties out there? Like, did you ever go at them? Or was it easy or whatever? Because they out there, you watch it.
If you were to try to get with a shorty and you're working, you're out, man. They're treated like a model. They are a model. You know, they just do what they do, you know, and that's their form of modeling. You know, now, did I bag myself some shorties? And I've been married for 14, 15 years. Now, have they tried to come on to me? Yes.
Let me give a shout out to my brokerage real quick, London Foster Realty. They're the guys behind the scenes that give me the tools to really deliver an experience to my customers that's unlike any other. So we got offices in several places here in South Florida. We got an office actually in New York. We're growing like crazy. The brokerage is phenomenal. They back me up 100%, and we do big things together. So shout out real quick to London Foster.
Financing. Explain the percentage a all person right. might good, have to put down.
Good question, because people get that mixed up all the time.
Right, they think it's 3%, 2%. What is it Miami?
Yeah, people hear a lot of things from the lenders, and I mean, you know, no fault to the lenders. They're trying to do deals, and there are areas in South Florida where you can buy for 3.5% down. Miami Beach, though, and in other sort of high demand areas, especially condo buildings, in almost every case, you're going to need at least 20% down on any type of condo, or if you're lucky, you can do maybe a 15-5 combo loan where you would need 15 down and you'd get a second mortgage for 5. But if you're buying for an investment property, a second home, if it's not going to be your primary, it's always going to be at least 20 on a condo. On a home, depending on the price point, you might be able to knock that down to 10, maybe 5, depending on where you go. But for all your listeners out there that want to be where it's hot, like where we are right now, you have to have 20%, otherwise it's not gonna happen.
Not gonna be able to do. Can you do it? I'm not gonna be able to do. Can you do it? I'm not gonna be able to do. Can you do it? I'm not gonna be able to do. I'm on a mission and I need me a new girl. My last girl fronted faking moves with Earl, but that was in the past, finished over and done with. Besides, I know this hottie and she's on my tip.
But do you think, from what you saw, regular dudes could mess with these chicks?
A regular dude can mess with these chicks off camera. It's not just a camera guy. You have other people in there. You have a producer assistant. You have probably about 5 or 6 people extra, sometimes 7, sometimes even more, depending on the type of shoot that they're doing.
Have you ever seen a guy have trouble getting his pipe up?
All the time. All the time. Young, as young as 19. Sometimes some of these, I mean, I've seen 70-year-old dudes going at it. I mean, literally. They had a site about that, you know, some old dudes back then, and they were actually quicker at picking it up than anything, believe it or not.
What was the reason they couldn't get it up? Because of the people around?
I think it's the same reason why when you go to a public restroom and you can take a piss because there's like 3 people behind you. same deal, man. It has to be the same deal, to be honest
with you. And is the producer like, yo, what the fuck is you doing, man? Get your shit up, B.
There's a lot of money put into that shoot, man. I mean, every shoot costs anywhere between 5-10 grand for a shoot, you know? So might as well take his time, you know, and make sure it looks good, you know. But that's where the cutting in, the editing comes in, you know, taking out the things that you know, that you don't want to see, and leaving the things that you do want to see.
A condo close to the sand. What is the price range on that? Because the further you go away from the sand,
correct,
the lower, right?
Correct. Okay. Correct.
So what? Give me something.
All right. So you know, here in Miami Beach, depending on where you want to be at, depending on the size, obviously, you can get stuff in, you know, in the 300 range. You know, one bedroom condo, good building, either on the beach or a block from the beach. You're probably not going to have a beautiful view for 300 grand, but you're getting in and you got location. So
no ocean view with 300 grand.
If you did find that, the building would probably be sketchy and you'd probably have future assessments or costs that would be coming. So yeah, so that would be something you'd kind of want to look out for. And it, just like in any market, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. But if you want to be on the sand with ocean view, you're probably looking in the 400 and up range. But depending on where you go, as you go from Miami Beach to Mid Beach to Surfside to Sunny Isles to Hallandale, farther north you go as well, the lower the prices go a little bit too. So everybody kind of wants to be a little bit, you know, or at least people with the money want to be a little bit farther south, closer to Miami Beach. But you go a little bit up, half an hour north, prices come down. You get up into Fort Lauderdale, you still got beautiful beaches, and the prices are also, you know, a little bit lower. So if the goal is to be in the sand and you want the best deal, you usually just have to go a little bit farther north. Otherwise, if you want to be south, you got to head a little bit west if you want that deal.
Do any of these women, porn stars or whatever, do they have husbands?
many of them have husbands. Some of them have kids. They live a regular life. It's just an everyday thing. However, you do have, and this is one of the things that I wanted to ask you of, what would G Moody do? I remember one of the instances where they brought in some petite girl. You know, very petite girl. She looked good, though. Very petite. And her husband brought her to do a shoot. She was going to do a shoot for a website about, you know, big dongs. You know what I'm saying? So you see this girl about 5'1", maybe like 95 pounds wet. Her husband says, she'll be all right, right? And she is getting mauled down, man, by that anaconda. Nasty style. And when she comes out, that dude just picked up and went with a smile from ear to ear. Like nothing. Now, if you had a girlfriend that was in that type of industry, and you know she was about to take down a 16-inch anaconda, what would G Moody do?
There's no way I could deal with that. Because she would have to come back home. And what would the car ride be like after homeboy done wrecked that shit? And then I would always be comparing myself to him. And then she would be like humoring me. Like, yeah, all right. Yeah, you all right. Yeah, you ain't like that motherfucker. But have you ever seen the husband on the sidelines?
All the time.
Is he crying?
I'm sure he's dying by the inside. To me, the funniest thing I ever saw, AVN 2008, best anal scene. I don't remember the name of the recipient, but I know that she thanked the company, she thanked her friends, she thanked her husband, and she thanked especially her father and her mother. How would he feel about that?
So she won the best anal scene, meaning homeboy did extreme damage. Right. Extended the muffler. That's porn speak. He extended the muffler, and she thanked pops, moms, and the husband. See, how was the husband in the audience? I don't understand that shit. That's love. That has to be love. Because your girl is getting wore out to the point where she wins an award. And she thanks moms, pops, and you who didn't wear her out. I don't understand that, B. I don't. As a real estate agent, does the house sell itself or do you sell the house?
Good question. The real estate sells itself. Okay. What I do or what a broker should do, you almost have to think of it as like a Victoria's Secret model. Okay. They're very beautiful in their own right. Natural beauty when they wake up. But when they get on that catwalk, there's a lot of things that happen behind the scene to make those models look in tip-top shape to be the million-dollar women that are out there crushing it on the catwalk. So as an agent, it's up to you to really sort of, you know, find the key selling features, the key points that people are going to want to be interested in and really elevate those aspects. And I think one other good piece of advice, if there's other agents listening out there or just anybody, as an agent, don't try to know more than your customer. Your customers know what's up. For the most part, especially if you're dealing with you know, mid to high net worth people, they bought many homes before, they know the deal. When you sit there and you try to know more than them, you just end up playing yourself. So you have to remember, you're the help, you know, you're not them. You're there to work, you're there to get the transaction done, you're there to serve them. You're not there to rub shoulders with them or be like them or hang with them. So I always remember, listen, I'm there to provide a service. My service is valuable. My service is good. I'm going to get them something that they're not going to be able to get without me. But when it's all said and done, once we get the deal done, they need to enjoy their life there. It's not for me to come and hang around and be around, you know. When I get you the keys and I deliver, then you're good to go.
They say for better or for worse, but I mean, I couldn't be on no site watching my wife get wore out like that. I couldn't. And then she win an award for motherfuckers wearing her out, and then I'm in the crowd, and she thanking me.
I even had some porn stars give me $60 just for me to be able to hang out with them the rest of the day. Some girls need companionship, you know? It's a form of companionship no matter which way you look at it.
For them, it's a job. Sex is a job.
In my opinion, I don't know what they think. Over 95% of them treated me like if I was a regular human being, down to earth. There you have that 5% that were uppity and they were a little out of hand.
Did you ever look at one porn star that you may have edited and say, man, this is Michael Jordan right here?
Depends on the type of scene and the gesture that's done. If you can down a 16er, you know what I'm saying? You're a champ, you know what I'm saying?
How many times did you have to rewind and say, wait a minute?
Believe it or not, this might sound wrong, man. This is going to sound wrong. I know whoever listens is going to be like, ah. But when you edit so much porn, you can tell who the stud is by the way the dick look. You look at the dick and you're like, yeah, this is this dude.
Because you're editing, say, oh, that's Ray Victory. That's F.F. Bradley.
No, I mean, yeah. You get, it gets to a point where you know who's who.
Longing them down like Shawn Michaels does them. I'm like a cycle fucking sucking the blood like liposuction. Up and down with the tongue twister. Come on, sister, big puns, Mr. Cock and squeeze like a contester. Crush your sister's backs with the demon snap. Hit you from the back, close your eyes, relax, let me feed the cat.
Miami's still a fast-paced enough city that it has that sort of East Coast drive, that East Coast pace that you know, New Yorkers and people from the Northeast can gravitate to. They can plug in down here and not feel like they're missing a beat or that it's moving too slow. So in that respect, it's definitely a good connection. With that being said, we are a little bit more laid back in how we do things here, as it should be. When there's so much beautiful things to look at besides just the real estate, you almost gotta take a breath, take a step and sort of soak it all in. So I'd say that's probably one of the reasons why we operate at a notch a little bit slower, just because you gotta take in everything that you see down here, because it is beautiful, it's special, it's spectacular. This is a place where I don't care where you're coming from. If you're coming from the north, it's a no-brainer.
Right.
If you're coming from out west, it's a no-brainer. If you're coming from anywhere in Latin America, it's a no-brainer. If you're living in a country that has political instability, park your money here. It really doesn't matter where you come from. As long as you can afford it, it's all good here, you know? And not to say that everyone's gonna make money. Yeah, listen, if you buy wrong, you can be on the wrong end of a deal, but if you watch what you're doing and you do it correctly, there's a lot less risk here than anywhere else in the world.
Really?
If you do it right. Yeah,
if you 100%. Do it right.
Yeah, 100%. Oh. That's why you gotta hit me up when you come down here. So all the listeners out there, so you can check me out on my website. It's williambmclain.com. Follow me if you want to be here in Miami, William McLean 305, or DM me on Insta is the best way.
That is right. And shout out to Brokerage. Right?
Shout out to London Foster, man. These guys have had my back since day one. Great firm, great team. My team that's behind me has allowed me to really just exceptionally deliver amazing results for my clients, whether they come from New York, like where a lot of your listeners are, or anywhere in the world. I have people on my team, multilingual, Russian, English, Spanish, Portuguese, whatever you need, hit me up. We'll definitely take care of you guys.
What made you say, I've had enough?
Well, the company did go through a transition, different owners, 4 kids, you know, and onto a second stage in my life. I'm in my 30s now. I was in my 20s during the time. You know, just settling down, next step. You know, I love information technology. That's what I do now. I do system administration. And, you know, just kick back and relax, man. You know, if I can live the retired life now, I'll enjoy it. I just want to kick back, wake up Monday morning, hit on my phone, and start my moody Monday, man. Yeah.
That's right. Here with my man, Andy. New York in the house, Washington Heights, now he's in Miami. But we always find our New Yorkers. And now he's chilling in Miami and his son. We want to shout out Andrew. MMA. About to kick somebody's ass, a young cat. So we want to shout him out as far as giving him the utmost respect. And hopefully he can kick these motherfuckers' ass. Because we will be contacting Andy to see what's up with his son, Andrew. This down at Dirt with G Moody live in Miami at Wet Willie's.
See, I'm an art to a living. So take heed to the knowledge that I'm giving. And you will be uprisen upon your highest point of achievement. You will receive this loud and clear. And I mean, this is a warning or precaution. Proceed with caution. I'm so manipulant, I'll use distortion and twist out the normal shape for natural. I'm writing exact, my facts are actual. I make it free, seize, withstand, man. Lock them up and chop them up just like Mr. Handman. With negative brothers and suckers, yeah, I've dealt with. I've won more championships than a Celtics got.
See a lot of cats running for cover, man. I'm on the beach right now, Miami Beach. A lot of cats ducking and running for cover, trying to evade the sun. The sun is the giver of life. Nothing could live on this planet if that sun went out. And these motherfuckers just running from the sun. Not me. This Danny Third with G Moody here live on Miami Beach, man. We had a great episode. New York style podcasting has many layers. It's always very creative. You know, we outside with the mics. But this particular episode, we shuffled the interviews. We toggled between them. So we got my man, William McClain, real estate power broker here in Miami, giving us knowledge on Miami real estate. And then we go to Andy, transplanted New Yorker, former video editor for an adult website, Bang Brothers, porn shit. So we go back and forth between them. We had a great time. This is what New York style podcasting is about, innovating the whole game. We outside with the mic doing what we do best. This, that, and the third with G Moody, 5-star podcast. Make sure you rate and review, subscribe to it. Then go to anchor.fm/G-Moody. Man, it came to light that a football player, late Aaron Hernandez, had a relationship with his quarterback in high school. The quarterback said, yo, I was running up in him in high school. I'm like, damn. Could that be the reason why this dude was killing dudes? He didn't want that shit to get out? Plus the onset of CTE, which probably contributed to a lack of judgment where you felt you had to kill these dudes because they were going to out you. This is something we don't really know, but we'll see what happens.
The realness.
The total black experience in Misada. In stereo.